Science marches on, and there has been a ton as of late. So here are 10 interesting scientific discoveries for September of 2025. Number 10. The Rye Shipwreck Resurrection. In 1878, a three-masted sailing schooner called the James R. Bentley sunk after hitting a shoal in Lake Huron with a load of rye grain seed in the hold. The crew survived, but the cargo plunged into relatively deep, cold water, coming in at about 39 degrees Fahrenheit, basically like a refrigerator. There the seed sat for well over a century, until recently a group of researchers, and in fact, whiskey distillers, located the wreck and recovered seed, hoping to get it to germinate, because this particularly heirloom variety of rye is now extinct. While they could not get it to germinate and grow on its own, there were enough preserved cells in the seeds to graft its genome on an heirloom strain of rye that does still exist, known as Rosen Rye, which was a suitable genetic match for the grafting. They were eventually able to turn that into 2,000 seedlings and basically plant a field with it, bringing back this 19th century rye strain, now called Bentley Rye, or at least something very close to it. Rye is not a hugely popular crop in the US, at least not nearly on level with corn or soybeans, but it is grown for various purposes, and one of those is for distilling whiskey, meaning that this lost strain of rye may bring back properties that were historically in rye whiskey but may no longer be. Personally, as a gardener, I say save all heirloom plant strains, and that is indeed being done in modern seed banks, because there are now varieties of things like peppers that were selectively bred for years, but we've since lost the strains. Indeed, there is a hot pepper called a fish pepper that was once extinct, until someone found some preserved seeds and brought it back. And not only is it popular today, it's one of the most attractive pepper plants out there because of its variegated foliage. Number 9. Barnard's Star and its Planets. Barnard's Star is the nearest single star to the solar system, meaning that it's solitary, like the Sun, and does not form part of a system of orbiting stars as the Alpha Centauri system does. It's a red dwarf and is about 6 light years away, and it's now known that it hosts at least 4 planets, all of them thought to be twice or 3 times the size of Mars. This actually settled a long-time dispute on whether the star had any planets. There have been a number of detections over the years that could not be verified, but this new work does show that it has them, based on 112 observations done at the Gemini North Telescope in Hawaii over a several-year period. But the discovery wasn't announced, as that telescope was still in its calibration period. Last October, however, a telescope in Chile found one of the planets, with hints of 3 others, prompting the researchers to re-examine the Gemini data, and lo and behold, there were the planets in the dataset. Sadly, perhaps, these planets are all very close to the star, and are thus hot, and their presence probably rules out any further planets within the habitable zone. Number 8. The Milky Way and Andromeda may not collide. Much ado has been made over the eventual predicted collision of our own Milky Way galaxy and the much larger Andromeda galaxy in about 4.5 billion years. If it happens, this will result in both galaxies becoming tidally disrupted. They will stop being pretty spirals, and even the eventual merger of both galaxies' supermassive central black holes, but very little else. Individual stars hitting each other is very unlikely, and galactic mergers are not rare in the universe. This is predicted to eventually form a merged irregular galaxy called Milkdromeda, and life will go on. But now it turns out that this may not happen at all. The concept of a merger is an old one. Over a century ago, astronomer Vesto Slipher measured that Andromeda was approaching us, and in 2012, the prediction came out that it would eventually run into us. But there's a wild card here, and it's the Large Magellanic Cloud, a satellite galaxy of the Milky Way and its gravitational influence. Basically, when the Milkdromeda hypothesis was formulated, its influence was left out and not based on the available data at the time predicted to affect the merger. but new data shows otherwise, and it may prevent the merger entirely. It turns out that the Large Magellanic Cloud is significantly more massive than was known in 2012, and thus has greater gravitational influence. This greater influence may impart sideways motion to the Milky Way that may allow it to steer past Andromeda. The two galaxies will certainly interact and may already be doing so, but no actual collision. Modeling shows that the chances of collision are actually about 50%, though there are questions of whether the modeling got it correct. So only further measurements in coming years will clear the question up. But it won't matter anyway, as by the time the merger happens, the Sun will be a red giant and very likely have already swallowed Earth. Number 7. Orcas giving gifts. Few animals on Earth are as recognizable as the orcas, and like most cetaceans, they are uncannily intelligent and often can work in concert with each other to hunt prey. But exactly what that intelligence profile looks like remains a mystery, as does just about everything in the study of animal intelligence. Now, however, it seems to have been demonstrated that orcas have some kind of theory of mind, in that they seem to recognize human intelligence and even give us gifts. Animals giving gifts is nothing new, but the orcas are interesting in this regard because there was a level of complexity that was remarkable. What happened is that researchers were filming orcas that were feeding on seabirds, and two orcas both took dead birds into their jaws and released them in front of the researchers as an apparent gift, and then lingered for a moment to see if the humans reacted. Both orcas, a brother and sister, did that, and when the whales decided the humans weren't interested, they took the prey back and swam off. Researchers checked the literature and found numerous incidences recorded over the years of orcas doing this, including one gifting a dead jellyfish to a scientist, and another approaching a researcher with a stingray on its head and depositing it in front of them. Further, the gifts included blubber from a dead gray whale, a starfish, a turtle, and even seaweed. It seems that this altruistic gift-giving is something pods of orcas do among themselves, and they will sometimes extend that goodwill to humans, which they seem to see as sentient like themselves. This is probably partly to do with how efficient hunters orcas are. They are so good that they often end up with excess food, and not wanting to waste it, they give it to the other orcas, and even human marine biologists. Number 6. A mysterious, potentially new kind of star. In 2021, researchers in Japan spotted what appeared to be two isolated, large, cold, dense clouds of gas that did not fit anything we'd seen in the galaxy before. The two objects are in the same general area of the sky but are unrelated to each other. In a way, they resemble a young star. But the problem is neither object is anywhere near a star-forming region, creating somewhat of a mystery, and so far the researchers have not been able to come up with a model as to what these objects actually are or how they formed at all. Even weirder, the objects are cold enough to be icy, but also produce infrared emissions similar to a star, which is somewhat contradictory. To add to it, other than these two objects, they appear to not be common anywhere else in the sky, though a wider survey is needed. The best guess at this point is that they've spotted an entirely new kind of star, but only further observations will reveal more. The team has, however, applied for time on the James Webb Telescope for further observations in infrared. Number 5. New ideas on stone tools. The advent of stone tool use by humans predates Homo sapiens. In other words, we modern humans inherited the first handmade tools rather than invented them. But throughout this, it was always unclear just how early humans came up with the idea. In fairness, tool use happens among the animals, but actually shaping stones is something only hominids do, and it turns out the intent may have been to emulate naturally fractured but useful rocks. In short, the evolution of the knife seems to have been the opposite of what was previously thought. Instead of creating a knife and then heading out looking for something to cut, it may simply be that humans had already found utility in sharp rocks, and then tried to emulate them in early tools. Stone tools can actually be more complicated than one might think. It involves napping or hitting one stone against another, typically flint, and causing it to fracture, and with enough napping, sharpen into a knife. This process gets increasingly complex, as time goes, into outright works of art that ancient cultures worldwide achieved. Interestingly, when studying what the researchers called natural liths, or natural knives, they actually went to Antarctica, because before modern research stations, humans never lived there, giving a pure sample. But more study is needed, and it has been pointed out that the standard view of napping flint is an invention 2.2 million years ago, not inspired by natural rocks, and it is backed up by orangutans and wild gorillas, which do bash stones together, but not for making tools, and that early hominids doing so and realizing the utility of sharp edges created by that in cutting meat is not a far stretch either. Number 4. A curious red supergiant. Overall, stars tend to be relatively predictable. Not always, but relatively so. They can flare, explode, collapse into a black hole, and many other things. But their types tend to limit what they can do. But there are cases where stars are peculiar, or doing something that we do not understand. And one such star is the red supergiant DFK 52. This is a dying star in the last stages of life before going supernova, and when that happens, stars of this size start throwing off shells of gas and dust. This is what was responsible for the dimming of Betelgeuse a few years ago. But DFK 52 is doing it in an unusual way, in that the gas and dust shell coming off it forms a bubble 50,000 times larger than the distance of the Earth to the Sun. That should not be. These types of bubbles are typically much smaller, and to compound the mystery, the star is much dimmer than it should be for its type and behavior, making it difficult for astronomers to understand, because it's not quite fitting into the categories as it should be. Moreover, the structure of the bubble is unusually complex, forming internal bubbles and a bar feature that are also difficult to fully explain. It may be that about 4,000 years ago from our perspective, the star had some kind of disruption or hiccup that caused it to throw off an unusually large shell and then subsequently dim. But it's again unclear what that disruption would be. If it, for example, has a stellar companion that we can't see for some reason, that should make a different kind of bubble than what's observed. What's going on with this dying star is currently a complete mystery. Number 3. Dinosaurs may have first evolved at the equator. While we know a fair amount about the dinosaurs from the fossil record, there are still many mysteries, and indeed new species yet to be found. For quite a while now, dinosaurs were believed to have gotten their evolutionary start in the southern hemisphere, such as it was during their age. But now this is being rethought in light of new modeling. The reality of it is that when dinosaurs first appeared during the Triassic period about 252 million years ago, there was a huge gap in just when, where, and how the dinosaurs first appeared. But what we do know is that the first dinosaur fossils, which date at about 230 million years old, show animals that were not at the beginning, but rather had been at least 2 to 3 million years along in their evolution by the time of the first known fossils. At the time, Earth's continents were all joined as Pangaea, with South America and Africa in the southern hemisphere part, and the oldest dinosaur fossils come from Zimbabwe and Argentina. So it was suspected that the dinosaurs got their start in the southern hemisphere. But the group of models researchers created predicted more often than not that the actual origin point was probably right on the equator. This area was formerly considered too hot for the dinosaurs. But more recent fossil discoveries in the northern hemisphere paint a picture that the dinosaurs were at least crossing the equator and spreading. Number 2. Dark matter consuming immortal stars. Over 20 years ago, a mystery had become evident regarding stars near the galactic center. In fact, two mysteries. The first is the so-called paradox of youth. So stars in the region, tend to appear younger than their masks suggest they should be. The second is interestingly known as the conundrum of old age, where the region shows far fewer older stars than it should. Researchers at Stockholm University used modeling to try to figure out these paradoxes, and it turns out that the answer may actually be dark matter on both counts. So the galactic center is known to be very dense with dark matter, so they modeled what happens when a particle of dark matter, if it is indeed a particle, that's not settled, hits a star. It turns out that the particle slows down and gets trapped inside the star. Here's where it gets odd. With enough dark matter, the particles begin to interact with themselves and annihilate, at least in theory, as it is right now. That produces additional energy inside the star above and beyond nuclear fusion, which means this process could significantly extend the lifetime of a star, effectively to the point of making the stars immortal, and thus throw off their appearances and aging consistent with what is seen. More work is needed on this, obviously, since we have not completely unraveled just what dark matter is, but these paradoxes may be pointing to the presence of dark matter as a particle, and in dense enough regions could alter how stars live their lives. That in turn would actually alter many of our ideas of the far future of the universe. Maybe more than cooling red dwarfs, evaporating black holes and iron stars might still be around. There may also be highly unnatural, young-looking stars marking the centers of otherwise cinder galaxies. Number 1. Lost shark species spotted after 50 years. The sailback hound shark was only first described by scientists in 1973 when a pregnant female was caught off the coast of Papua New Guinea near the outlet of a river. No doubt this extremely rare shark had been noted locally before that, but it was immediately clear that this shark species, which features a large dorsal fin unlike those of most sharks, was very rare. And then, not a single sighting of this shark species ever happened again. 50 years without seeing one. And it has now finally been seen again. Researchers from the World Wildlife Fund Pacific, working with local communities, recently were collecting fishery data in the area, and they actually spotted a school of 5 of them in 2020. It turns out from the photographic data that all 5 were female. No males of the species had yet been seen, but that changed in 2022 when a male was spotted in the same area. Obviously, this rare shark has not gone extinct. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently wondering where that shark went. 50 years without seeing one is a long time. Though in fairness, local fishermen said they'd seen them on occasion, but no cameras were handy. I'm just glad they're okay, but shows you how little we scientifically know about the oceans. Still, even in coastal waters. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.